Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar O'Duchon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalised view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future.
Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar O'Duchon. I'm currently working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast. I have worked as a GP, or family doctor, over the past 30 years, both in Ireland and in the UK. And this is a new career for me, using what I've learned as a family doctor working in conventional medicine. On this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda. It's still in use today and it's growing in popularity worldwide, especially in the US and in Europe and in the UK. Ayurveda is a system of medicine that uses diet and lifestyle advice and modifications to help us maintain balance of body and mind, to prevent illness and disease. It uses herbal-based remedies, in addition to herbal-based medication, to help achieve this balance using diet and lifestyle and nutritional techniques. It involves a highly tailored and highly personalized approach to each patient and the problems they present. So much of the root causes of our illness today is caused by our digestion and lifestyle, and this is becoming more commonly acknowledged, even in conventional medicine. Ayurveda has taught for many thousands of years and continues to teach us that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. As Ayurveda has stood the test of time for 5,000 years, I hope learning about Ayurveda will help you and I do the same. On this show today, I want to focus on the qualities and how they are viewed in Ayurveda. Now, the qualities in Ayurveda are called gunas. And in Ayurveda, it is believed that everything has a specific quality. And it can present in the food we eat, the experiences we have, the lifestyle and habits that we lead, and even in our thoughts and emotions, and in also how we perceive the world around us. The importance of recognizing these qualities is critical in how we approach achieving balance and becoming as close to our natural constitution as we can to maintain health and prevent illness and disease. Now in Ayurveda, there are 10 opposing pairs of qualities. So already you can see that we're bringing in the idea of opposing qualities. And if you remember from the previous shows, I spoke about the fundamental law of treatment in Ayurveda is that we remember that opposites balance and like promotes like. So if there's too much of something, we need to bring the opposite quality, our opposite taste, our opposite experience in to balance it. Now I'll list these 10 opposing pairs of qualities. Now, we have heavy and light, slow and sharp, cold and hot, oily and dry, smooth and rough, dense and liquid, soft and hard, static and mobile, and gross or subtle, and cloudy and clear. Now, if we have a look at the doshas and how these qualities are attributed, we've remembered from a previous show that Ayurveda teaches us that the universe is made up of the five elements of space, air, fire, water, and earth. And everything in nature, and even beyond into the universe, is essentially made up of different combinations of these elements. And that these combinations of energies of the elements are expressed in each of us as what we call doshas, our biophysical energy forms. And these are Vata, Pitta and Kapha. Now each of these doshas has a specific list of qualities that are associated with the elements that make them up. Let's start with Vata. We know Vata as the energy of movement, and it is comprised of air and space, or ether. The qualities that are associated with Vata are dryness, light, cold, rough, subtle, mobile, and clear. Now, these are the qualities that are associated with Vata, and they represent or reflect the elements of air and ether. If we move on to Pitta, which as we know is the dosha of digestion, metabolism, transformation within the body, and is associated with the elements of fire and water. The qualities of Pitta are oiliness, sharpness, heat, light, mobility, and liquid. And these, again, reflect the elements that make up Pitta, which are fire and water. And lastly, Kapha, the dosha that's made up of earth and water elements. Kapha have a long list of qualities, and they are heavy, slowness or dullness, coolness, oiliness, slimy or smooth quality, a soft quality, dense, stable, and sticky or cloudy. So quite a range of qualities associated with Kapha. And they reflect, once again, the elements that make up the Kapha dosha, which are earth and water. So, as I explained before, we are all made up of these doshas. Usually two are more prominent and there's less prominence of the third dosha within us. And each of these doshas has these specific characteristics within them. So when we think of the doshas going out of balance, which causes us to be ill or to be more at risk of disease, what we really mean is that the qualities associated with these doshas become too little or too much in our system. And when we think then how to restore balance, what we really need to think about is bringing in the opposite qualities, either through the food that we eat, the lifestyle that we live, our daily habits and practices, including, of course, exercise, meditation, breath work, self-care, massage, amongst others, and in how we experience the world through our five senses of sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. So this brings us back to the 10 opposing pairs of qualities that I mentioned at the start of the show. So I'm going to look at each of these pairs of qualities in turn and see how they affect our natural balance and our health of all the doshas that make us up. So once again, the 10 pairs of qualities are heavy and light, dull and sharp, cold and hot, oily and dry, smooth and rough, dense and liquid, soft and hard, static and mobile, gross and subtle, and cloudy and clear. These qualities, as I said, exist in everything we experience, in the food we eat, in our mind, in our actions, our thoughts and motions and feelings even. However, the three major pairs of these qualities that are associated with food are heavy and light, cold and hot, and oily and dry. And this is what I'll spend most of the show talking about today in relation to the qualities of food particularly. And to give an example of how these qualities affect food, for instance, heavy foods would be foods which would be dairy-based predominantly, butter, ghee, the Indian clarified butter, sugar, heavy vegetables. And this heavy quality will decrease the Vata dosha and the Pitta dosha, but increase the Kapha dosha, the earth and water element dosha. Light foods would include wheat, barley, corn, spinach, lettuce, pears and apples. The light quality decreases Kapha, but increases the Vata and Pitta doshas. And the oily foods also would include dairy products, fatty foods, cooking oils. The oily quality will decrease Vata and increase Pitta a little, but certainly increase the Kapha dosha within us. Dry foods would include all beans, potatoes, barley, corn. And this dry quality decreases Kapha, but increases Vata and Pitta. And the hot quality of food would describe hot drinks and warm cooked spicy foods. This would decrease Vata and Kapha, but increase the Pitta dosha, which is associated with heat quite clearly. The cold quality of food would describe cold drinks and raw foods particularly, and certain herbs and spices that can be cooling. This would decrease the Pitta, but increase both the Kapha and Vata doshas, which have a coolness quality within them. And to recap briefly before we go on a break, I'd like to just talk about the different types of tastes as we view them in Ayurveda. There are six tastes, and I had discussed them in the previous show, but they're worth mentioning again before we move on to the qualities of food particularly. The six tastes are sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter, and astringent. And each of them have a specific effect on each of the doshas. The bitter taste can be found in spinach, salads, tomatoes, coffee, citrus fruits, and it decreases Kapha and Pitta, but increases Vata. The pungent taste is found in chili peppers, onions, garlic, ginger, and other heating spices. It decreases Kapha, but increases Pitta and Vata. And the astringent taste, all legumes, beans, peas, lentils have astringent qualities. They will decrease Kapha and Pitta, but they will increase the Vata dosha. And the salty taste, likewise, will increase kapha and pitta. Apologies, not likewise, but they will increase kapha and pitta, salty taste, but it will decrease vata. And the sour taste, which is found in lemons, limes and vinegar, and cheese and plums and fermented food, this will increase kapha and pitta, but decrease vata type dosha or imbalance. And the sweet taste, finally, is found obviously in sugar, honey, rice, some dairies, cream, butter as well. And it will increase kapha, but it will decrease pitta and vata. Now, this is a complicated list of effects that different food tastes have, and often it helps to write it out on a table to remember and understand it better. But as we discuss the qualities, it'll become apparent how food has different qualities and different effects depending on the tastes and the qualities. So I'll leave it just for now, and I'll join you back and discuss the different qualities of the opposing pairs of qualities that are generally involved in food in the next part of the show. See you shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, welcome back to the second part of the show, where I'll be discussing the qualities that affect the body and mind, and how we experience them through food, and our lifestyle habits and practices that we do in our daily lives. This is a very important concept, and in the first part of the show, I explained how each of the doshas have a list of specific qualities that are associated with them, and how that when we try to balance any imbalance or treat any imbalance that we're suffering from, that we concentrate on the qualities as much as the doshas, because they give us a handle or a way to understand how we can add in opposing qualities to balance anything that we're out of balance in, or any dosha we're out of balance in. So we'll start with the opposing pair of heavy and light quality. Now, we need the heavy quality in body because it allows us to increase or build our tissues, and it promotes growth in our body and creates stability. And like it or not, we do need this in our food. And different types of food that are associated with giving this nourishing or heavy quality would be oats, bread, rice, pasta, dairy such as milk, butter, ghee, sugar and heavy vegetables, as well as red meat. This heavy quality will decrease the vata, which is the air and space element, and also pitta, which is a lightness, but it will increase the kapha dosha. Now, these heavy foods are balanced by obviously light and bitter foods. We need these heavy foods for our nourishment and for grounding and for stability and structure. However, if we've too much of these heavy foods, it can slow down our digestion and can lead to weight gain. As we know, if we've eaten too many heavy meals, we can feel our digestion is sluggish or suffering. So this is represented in the slowing of our digestion. Now, how we treat this heaviness quality, if it's too much or an excess within our system, is by doing such things as fasting, which is not commonly used in Ayurveda except around a detox regime, which would be done in a supervised clinic setting. But fasting might involve this intermittent fasting where you have a period between your late evening meal and your first meal the following day. You can also go on a relatively type of bland diet, which would involve eating lighter foods. Waking up early is a good way to combat this heaviness quality and avoiding oversleeping. Different types of exercise, such as exercising early in the morning or doing an exercise such as hot yoga, will invigorate the body and balance the heaviness quality. Using pungent and spices such as fresh black pepper added to the end of your meal and cayenne pepper during your meal. Aromatic spices like cardamom and mint also have a lightening quality. Bitter type foods such as kale, arugula, which is a lettuce, ginger, honey and lime. The drink with added black pepper is a very good lightning type of drink that you can have to combat the heaviness quality. And also dandelion tea has a bitter taste to it, which can balance the heaviness quality. Different types of breath work or breathing practice involving forced expiration, such as lion's breath, which is part of a pranayama or breathing type exercise that are used often in yoga. Now, if you have the opposite quality in too much of, or too much light quality, we do need that as well, because it has the opposite effect of increasing our energy and alertness and reducing our weight and the feeling of overweightness. Light, airy foods will bring this light quality, such as foods that have light in them, like rice cakes, cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. Lighter types of vegetables like celery, salads and lettuce as well are light types of food. It improves our alertness, having this light quality in our system. But if there's too much of this quality, it can create a kind of too much air or a spaciness within us. And this makes us feel ungrounded. And the common phrase you hear is from feeling spaced out. And you can be distracted or hyper alert or in this particular state and finding it difficult to sleep, for instance. A way to combat it is to encourage ways to help sleep, add in some extra rest into your daily routine, have a regular routine rather than a changeable routine, and reducing general stress levels are important ways to combat this spaciness affected our ungroundedness, and it allows us to become centered and feeling more grounded. Clearly, taking in or ingesting the nourishing and building foods that I spoke about in terms of the heaviness quality, such as dairy, red meat and bread, will also help. Adding some good quality fats into your diet and going for heavier foods like grains and healthier comfort foods with meat and root vegetables that you can add into stews or casseroles. A helpful thing to do is adding a teaspoonful of ghee or a little extra olive oil at the end of your meal, good quality olive oil, to give it more heaviness, and also having a spoon of honey after your meal, which can nourish the body and bring that sweetness and heaviness that you need to balance the excess lightness. Different types of breath work can work, such as alternate nostril breathing, which calms the brain and the mind over activity. Also, breath work or meditation that involves slow, calming, deep breaths are another way to help us to become grounded and avoid that lightness quality becoming too much. journaling or writing a small diary to record your fears or worries or anything that's on your mind, practicing it every few days and jotting down a few thoughts is also a very helpful thing to help us put the thoughts that are maybe buzzing around in our head, putting them on paper can reduce the kind of that lightness quality and that hyperactivity that goes on in the brain. An early bedtime and an early wake time, and trying to establish a good, calming, restful pre-bed routine. And part of that could be just using a yin yoga or a posture-based practice of gentle stretching before you go to bed for 15-20 minutes, just to help with grounding and relaxation, reduce the tension from your system, and try and get yourself in a kind of a calm or relaxed state before you get yourself to sleep, and improve the quality of your sleep. So these are the heavy and light qualities. Let's move on maybe to the next pair, which would be a dull and sharp quality. A dullness has an effect, as you might know, of slowing effect and bringing calmness into your system. But too much of it can cause sluggishness of your body and your mind. And it can also cause a withdrawal, or you can become removed from your social circle or society of your friends, and even lead to isolation and depression if your dullness quality becomes too much in your system or in your body and your mind. It can slow our digestion, like heavy food, similar effect as heavy food has. And the sharp quality, this aids our digestion. It has a cleansing effect on our system. It brings in comprehension and learning and understanding, where we often hear people, he's quite sharp or she's quite sharp. They pick things up quickly. And in food, it would be represented by the use of spicy foods and pungent spices such as peppers and chilies. But too much of this sharpness quality can lead to too much heat in the body. And it also can be represented in the mind as heated emotions and anger, and in the body as inflammatory conditions and burning type of problems such as heartburn or acid indigestion. So we can then look at how to pacify or to balance both these qualities if they rise in excess in our system. So if we have too much of the dull quality, we need to bring in more sharpness, so we can add in those pungent spices I mentioned, such as ginger, black pepper, cayenne and cloves. Exercise to combat too much dullness in our lives or in our bodies would involve, say, just using high-intensity, changeable type of workouts with different types of body movement, rather than the steady, monotonous, repetitive type of work that quite often you can see people doing in the gym, where they're stuck on a machine for 30 minutes. But changing it up and make it more high intensity, more kind of sharper and quicker. You can use your senses as well to get that quality of sharpness to combat the dullness. And this would be such things as aromatherapy, using zesty aromas such as orange and lemon. Now, to balance the sharp quality in the foods, we're looking at the opposite of what we've just spoken about. So we're using less sour, less heating spices, more of the bland kind of foods, more grounding foods. As I spoke about before, the root vegetables are very helpful in this, cooking them and adding them into stews and soups, and having heavier, bigger types of vegetables to give you that, to combat that dullness, the sharpness that you might have if you're just too much sharp quality in your body. Having the lifestyle practices that are a bit less intense in nature, mindfulness meditation, alternate nostril breathing in your breath work, which would involve calming the mind and reducing the sharp quality in the system. I'll take a short break now and come back and conclude the show, finishing on the opposing pairs of qualities that we've been discussing today. See you very shortly.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the show. Ayurveda, the science of life. In this episode, I've been discussing how Ayurveda views the qualities of food particularly, but also of lifestyle and habits and practices that we do in our daily lives, and the fact that there are 10 opposing qualities in Ayurveda. The three major opposing qualities that apply to our food, and there are others, would be heavy and light, and cold and hot, and oily and dry, and dull and sharp. And I've discussed heavy and light and dull and sharp in the last section of the show. There are other of these qualities as well that could also apply to food. For instance, smooth and rough, dense and liquid, soft and hard, and cloudy and clear. But for the purposes of the show today, and to keep it contained within the time constraints we've got the episode, and not to get too confused about it, I have focused on these qualities of heavy and light, dull and sharp, cold and hot, and oily and dry, in relation to food particularly, but also in relation to habits and lifestyles and routines. I also discussed the importance of the six tastes and how they balance different doshas and make other doshas worse, so to speak, or aggravate or increase that dosha quality within us. So moving on to the next pair of opposing qualities that we consider in Ayurveda, which would be of cold and hot. Now, coolness as a quality has an effect of creating coolness in our mind. It creates slowness, maybe more objectivity, but it can also have the physical effect of cooling down our digestive system. And it can also have this effect of creating contraction or restriction within our body and mind. So kind of a slowness or a coolness effect, that's the effect the cold quality has. Now, obviously, foods that would have a cooling quality would be cold drinks, ice cream, certain types of fruit such as watermelon and coconut. Cucumber is a vegetable that obviously is associated with cold. Cool as a cucumber. Mint and mint drinks, mint added to drinks during the summertime, is also has a cooling quality. Mint added to yogurts has a cooling quality when taken with curries or Indian hot Indian dishes. And coriander, of course. Coriander water is a cooling drink that's often recommended for heat-related inflammatory problems that are a sign of a an imbalanced Pitta dosha. Now, but too much of the cold quality can cause a numbing sensation, much as it does in cold weather, and it can numb our body and mind, causing an insensitivity. It causes some stagnation, and it also leads to mucus formation within the body, as happens in the colder months of the year, such as winter and spring, early spring, where we suffer more coughs and colds and chest infections. Now, the heat quality, or the hot quality, it stimulates digestion. It promotes circulation within the body. And it's regarded as expansive, or the opposite of contraction, opens up things. It can be cleansing. Examples in our food intake would be spicy foods, clearly hot drinks. In the environment would be hot weather, obviously taking hot saunas. In our practices such as yoga, it would be like a hot yoga or an invigorating type of breathwork practice or breathing practice, where which is called bellows breathing, where you make exaggerated movements of the abdomen to exaggerate the breathing, or the breathing action, to create heat within your body. Now, too much of this heat or hot quality can lead to excess heat in the body. This can cause problems with the mind, with anger and irritability and heated reactions, but also in the body with inflammatory issues, heat-related conditions such as skin rashes, sometimes eye problems, and blood disorders as well. Now, to balance the cold quality, clearly the advice would be to take more warm foods, warming type of foods, using heating spices such as cinnamon, nutmeg, pepper and ginger, which can be easily made into hot drinks with milk, for instance, or even just hot water. Ginger, honey and lemon is a very popular drink taken with hot water to increase the heat and balance the cold quality, especially during the winter months. Even warm yourself up through exercises, promoting a warm environment around you, wrapping up warm, putting blankets, extra blankets in your bed, extra scarves, extra warm clothes when you're out and about, to balance this cold quality and not have it get in excess in your body. Balancing excess heat would involve taking cooling types of foods such as coconuts, such as watermelon, even ice creams and cold drinks. Mint is a cooling action, as explained before, as well as using coriander and fennel, which are cooling spices. Using our sense of smell, by aromatherapy, and using rose essential oils, or rose fragrances, and jasmine are also a cooling aromas. Using a specific type of breath work or breathing practice, which involves a breathing technique known as Shatali breathing, where you purse your mouth and cool the air as it's been as you're breathing in through your mouth, as if you were sucking in through a straw, which can cool the air as it's coming into your system. And cooling types of exercise as well, such as swimming or walking by water, would reduce the heat element, or the heat quality in our bodies. And of course, using less heating spices and favoring the cooling spices, like I mentioned before. So they're just general advice about how to be aware of how different qualities can manifest in our bodies through our doshas and feeling imbalanced, and how we can bring in opposing qualities to balance ourselves and feel more like our natural self, or feel more less imbalanced than we would be otherwise. A common quality that we mentioned, opposing pair of qualities, is the oiliness and the dryness qualities within our body. We often think about drinking more to rehydrate, but it's as much as not so much as drinking, but using oily foods and having an oily quality within our system. And we can do this by using oils within our food, of course, but also by self-massage, which is a very common ritual practice in Ayurveda as a form of self-care, what's called Abhyanga, where it involves the daily self-massage after a shower or before a shower sometimes, when your body is warm, to apply some essential oils and just different types of oils onto your body to increase the lubrication of your tissue layers. Now, we do need oil for lubrication and for moisture, and it creates the smoothness within our body, not just on the outside, but internally as well when we use oils in our food. It helps relaxation and enhances the effect if you're using a massage. The elements of oil are associated with water and earth, but if they're in excess, they can be balanced by the dry quality and the bitter and pungent tastes. Okay, oils are present in food, in ghee, which is the clarified butter used in Indian cooking, olive oil, sunflower oil, sesame, coconut, castor oil, and they all have different qualities, mainly in the heating and cooling aspect. Vata is more balanced, suits better the olive oil, the sunflower, and the sesame and the ghee types of oil. Pitta is better balanced by sunflower oil, coconut oil particularly, and ghee. And kapha is better using the olive oil or the mustard oil, which is a heating type of oil, or corn oil or safflower oil. Now, as I mentioned, self-care, daily self-care ritual, self-massages are commonly used and advised practice in Ayurveda. And it recognizes the healing power of touch and the lubrication of the tissues, which not only lubricates the skin and muscle and skin and fat layers of tissues, but also it helps clear any toxins that are accumulating within the body, especially if it's done as part of a therapeutic massage. Now, if there's excess oiliness in the body, it can cause problems of its own, particularly with increased mucus and obstruction in the lymph channels, particularly problems in the liver and gallbladder. And it can, if there's too much oiliness within the digestive tract, it can inhibit digestion and especially the absorption of proteins. So if you're trying to balance the excess oily quality, you just cook with less oil. Use a steaming and grilling and baking techniques to cook rather than frying, and use fewer fatty foods in your diet, which are associated with an increased oily quality. And when you're massaging, rather than using oils, you could try a dry scrub massage on your skin. Now, the dry quality in food can be seen in things like crackers or dry toast or biscuits, dried fruit, which have little moisture content in them. In your environment, if there's the dry heat in the atmosphere, or if there's excess wind, can cause dryness. And even practices such as having a dry sauna rather than a steam sauna. So too much dryness can cause dehydration, obviously, even dry skin and constipation. And it can also cause restricted thinking in our mind, where we don't have that fluidity of thinking and a certain rigidity in our thinking patterns as well. So how to balance it? Clearly, we'd look at promoting, again, what I discussed, the daily oil massage of Abhyanga to bring the moisture into your system, using good fats in our food, particularly ghee and olive oil, and definitely less dry food, less snacky food, less dry food, less food that's dry in its quality. So once again, we've reached the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed the show, both the content and the delivery. Ayurveda is a way of life and living that now has resonance and relevance now more than ever in its 5,000 year history. We live in challenging times, in a fast-paced and changing environment, with increased demands on our time and attention. The world we live in is undergoing many changes, and not all of these are for the good. Our natural world environments are under threat as never before, and our weather systems and climate also. And as we are closely connected to nature, as we recognize in Ayurveda, even in this modern world, this causes stresses and strains on our natural constitution and ultimately on our health, perhaps more so than ever. Ayurveda provides a way to manage these external factors through our diet and digestion and lifestyle habits and routine. In this way, we can take control of our own health and our well-being to live a better, more fulfilled, and ultimately a more conscious and rewarding life. I hope this episode on the qualities as viewed in Ayurveda and how they can be attributed to the foods and the practices and lifestyle and and habits and routines that we have has been helpful for you to get an idea how you can try to look at things through your food and your diet, your lifestyle, and how to balance things when you feel out of balance. Once again, it is most helpful to see an Ayurvedic practitioner to get a good insight into this and to establish a plan of action that you can follow, because it is confusing when you have to sort it out yourself. So tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com. Anam spelled A-N for November, A-M for Mother. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fholláin, Fad Saol. Healthy heart and long life. See you next week.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com, which is Anam spelled A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-V-E-D-A.com. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fholláin, Fad Saol. Healthy hearts, long life. Take care.